Hello.
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Vidal Quesada or Myra?
Yes, I'm Mayra.
Myra, hi. This is Shira from Family First. I think you spoke to my colleague Jasmine.
And yes.
Okay. Do you understand English or do you need Spanish?
Spanish.
Are you able to understand? Okay. You understand English at all?
A little bit, no, not too much.
Little bit, not too much. Okay, let me get a translator. Okay,
Yeah, okay.
all right, hold tight.
Okay.
You please introduce yourself to the patient?
Okay. Saludos, seré su intérprete el día de hoy. Todo lo que diga se mantendrá confidencial. Por favor, hable claro y en oraciones cortas para poder interpretar todo.
Okay.
This is
Okay.
Shira from Family First. I think you spoke to a colleague of mine, Jasmine. Is that correct?
Bien, ¿qué tal? Estamos aquí de Family First. Me estamos hablando con Jasmine, ¿correcto?
No, está hablando con Mayra.
No, you're talking with Maya.
I understand, but you spoke to, I see you spoke to Jasmine yesterday, my colleague.
¿Pero usted habló con Jasmine el día de ayer, mi colega?
No, nosotros estamos tratando de comunicarnos con ella porque pararon los servicios y queríamos saber el porqué.
Yes, we were trying to get in contact with her because the services stopped and then we want to know why.
Okay, so we're just the agency. We can't let you know why the services have stopped, but what we can do is call into the independent enrollment broker line, and they should be able to give us a status on your case.
Bien, nosotros somos la agencia, nosotros no podemos decirle esta información, no la tenemos, pero podemos transferirla y se la van a dar ahora.
Okay. Now we
Okay.
can go about this in two ways. I can give you the number to call into the independent enrollment broker. There's going to be an option for you to choose Spanish, and I can advise you what to say to gain the information you're looking for. Or we can
Bien, entonces.
call in together, but the thing is, I don't understand Spanish, so it's going to be a little bit hard for me. Whatever you'd like to do, let me know.
Hay dos opciones. Uno, le puedo dar el número de teléfono del broker para que usted llame independientemente. Y bueno, lo podría hacer en español o lo podríamos hacer ahora mismo conmigo, pero yo no hablo español, entonces no creo que sea tan conveniente.
Yo llamé ayer a ese número es 877-550-4227. Hello.
Yeah, interpreter, I don't know. What did she say?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes. What did she say?
Oh, she said that the phone number was 877-550-4225.
4227.
4227.
Sí.
Yes, 4227.
Okay. So, what would you like to do?
¿Qué le gustaría hacer?
Pues yo llamé a ese número ayer y me dieron otro número para llamar, un número de coordinadores.
I called that number yesterday and they told me, well, they gave me another number to call, a coordinator number, they told me.
Okay, what is it that they told you yesterday?
¿Qué fue que le dijeron ayer? ¿Que llame a ese número para qué?
Okay, ellos son los que dan el permiso porque ellos no encuentran razón por la cual pararon los servicios. Y me dieron que
Well,
llamar ahí para.
they say that they can't give me the reason why they services and people call there.
Right. Have you moved or has there been any changes in the last couple of weeks?
Discúlpame, te oyes entrecortado.
I can't hear you, interpreter. You're coming in and out.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like the interpreter disconnected. Can you tell
Okay.
me what the call looked like yesterday? With the independent enrollment broker, what is it that they told you?
They give me another number to call.
Another number to call. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they tell you to reschedule to an assessment or something?
No.
I don't. Okay. This is what we have to do. You're with Vital now, Vidal. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's call into the independent enrollment broker together and let's see what the status of the case is. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold tight.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Siobhan. Are you calling today for yourself or someone else?
This is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care. I have on the line a mutual participant. I think their case was closed. We just want to know if we can get rescheduled to reopen the case or what they have to do to start the process to get on the waiver again.
Not a problem. One moment here. Let me see. And may I have the consumer's last name?
So they're on the line. You can ask them whatever you need.
All right. And for the consumer, may I have your last name?
Last name? Quesada.
Spell that for me.
Quesada.
I'm sorry. Spell it one more time for me.
Quesada.
And your first name?
Vidal.
Spell it for me.
That's big. The Victor is E-D-A-L.
All right.
Vidal.
And the date of birth?
C-26. 1967.
Okay. And the address?
3052 North Florence Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19133.
All right. And may I have your name?
Mayra.
M-A-Y-R-A.
Quesada.
Let me see here. And then for the young lady on the call with us, may I have your name as well?
My name is Shira. It's S-H-I-R-A. My last name initial is W.
Thank you for that.